What would it take for you to run down a mountain with a parachute flying in the air and begin paragliding over thousands of feet below you? Now, if you are someone that has no fear of heights, you're like, yeah. In fact, if I tell you I'm going to pay your way, you're like, I'm all in. But if you're like me, you're like, thank you, but not really sure if I'm thankful for that or if I want to go for it. My name is Dave Inns, and I'm the Global Life Group Pastor here at North Coast. And we are continuing on with the Starting With Me Daily Dose. I want to read a passage of scripture to you. It's out of Proverbs chapter 3. It says, my son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Do all you can to keep it in front of you. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. Don't let it go. Keep it there. And here's the result. Here's what it says. They will be life for you. Now, right away, some of you are going, wait a minute, you don't have wisdom and discretion if you are choosing to run off a mountain and paraglide, right? Well, this was my son. He offered me this free adventure opportunity. There was a number of other adventures going on too. And I said, yes, but I'm like, no, in my heart. I'm like, how in the world did I do, how do I do this? And it's interesting when wisdom comes and discernment in our life, it says, they will be life for you. And it also says down in verse 25 in chapter 2 says they have no fear of sudden disaster. Doesn't mean disaster won't happen, but there's not going to be fear of that disaster. In fact, God, scripture tells us if you lack wisdom, ask God and he gives it to you generously. Amen? Isn't that great? Well, so God, I need wisdom on this. Should I really do this? And here's what I found. I found through research, it's much more dangerous for me to drive in a car than it is to paraglide. Now, my fear was still there. This was still crazy, but that is what enabled me to do that because I was focusing on that and moving on it. And I don't know what God's talking to you in your life, but I think all of us want to be known as wise. We all want to be able to have sound judgment and discretion, right? Every one of us. And God's Spirit speaks to us in that. So as we move forward, and here's what's interesting for me as we move forward and in my own life, when I sense God pushing me and talking to me about something, he says, wait a minute, Dave, slow down. He says, take a look first at your intentions, your motivations, and all that goes with this. Is this all about you? Because starting with me is not all about me. It's actually looking about what am I bringing to the table on this issue? How am I moving forward? In fact, here's what happens when I'm dealing with these issues, whether it's with my personal goals, professional goals, or dealing with people. He says, okay, Dave, what are you bringing to that situation? In fact, recently just talking with a close friend, we had some stuff going on, and I'm like, okay, I think it's time to bring this up. And here's what God told me. He does this to me all the time, even with my wife and my whoever. He says, what are you bringing to the table? And start with, hey, is there something I'm doing that's bringing something about? Are we okay? I don't like it when God tells me that. But it sure goes better typically. And I always pray they're not going to say anything. And sometimes they do. And I need to hear that because it's not all about me. It's about who God is and how God has created relationships in my life to be able to move forward and to benefit from them. And every relationship that I work through or that they come and work through with me after these issues, when using wisdom, discernment, and discretion, they're almost always stronger. And I learn from them along the way. I love this passage of scripture because this is the result of wisdom, James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Isn't that great? That's the wisdom that God wants to give us. So as you go through your day today, know that God is at work and he wants to give you that kind of wisdom to make a difference and know that he's with you. There you go, dosers. Have a great day and seek after God's wisdom.